shall we pray?
Our blessed eternal Father, we want to thank you for making a way for us, Lord, to be in your house this midweek service. Thank you for your grace upon us, Lord. Since the beginning of the week, your cares, your favor, your protection, your blessings, Lord, and your leadership and guidance on our ways, your blessings in our various family altars and individual, Lord, effort to draw closer to you, we bless you. Lord, we are here in your presence, eternal Father. As your children, we have not come as at other times. Lord, we have come to see you better, eternal God, that we might serve you better. Because when we know you better, then we'll be able to serve you better. Lord, that is our desire tonight, as we commit ourselves to you, that you give us a wonderful time of fellowship and make yourself known to us, dear Father. As the journey continues, Father, as we can look back to a prophet, Lord, in his journey of life, the more you made yourself known to him, the more grace you gave to him, the more he served you better. Lord, that's our desire tonight. Lord, be with our pastor in Lagos. Thank you for joining messages you granted to him. Thank you for all our travelers as well. We pray for our brethren that are still on their ways, that you bring them and extend their steps. Lord, thank you for making a way for many who are here, especially who pass through this, traffic problem along Lehale and Seven South. Thank you for making a way for your people. And there be anyone still locked up there, may you make a way for them. Thank you. At the end of the service tonight, Father, we want to go back home light-footed, like those coming from Emmaus, Lord, Master Savior, that our hearts burning within us where he talked to us along the way. Let this be our portion. Give us special blessing tonight. Thank you, eternal Father. Let nothing, eternal God, stand between us and you as we listen to your word. And thereafter, we go into prayers. We pray for inspiration to pray. Lord, have faith in our heart to believe you. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord, thanking him for making a way for as many of us as are here. As we open our Bible to Genesis chapter 22, we'll be reading verse 7 and 14. We'll read verses 7 and 14. Then we'll read Psalm 46 in verse 1. Genesis 22, verse 7. And I speak unto Abraham his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Psalm 46. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. We are grateful to the Lord for bringing us to his house this evening. This prayer meeting. We know we don't have much time to spend. But by the grace of God, I started this topic, the seven compound names of Jehovah, or the seven redemptive names of God, quite some time ago. I think I started it before we started the teaching on the revealed seven seals. I talked about the first of the seven. You know, as simple as these sermons may be, I remember Brother Sam was giving a testimony about having a problem to preach, to get a sermon he was going to preach, and finally God was able to help him out, and at the end of the service, somebody came to tell him that, yes, that sermon was meant for him. In this last trip that I went to Benin, I preached on this service. A brother came to tell me that it was an answer to his prayer, because it's a topic that I preached. A brother came to meet me to tell me that my coming was just an answer. He said he has been reading this sermon. He said he has never seen seven compound names. He said he has always been seen three, four. He said he has prayed, he has fasted. He said he has prayed, he has fasted. He said he read the sermon. He said he could only make out four names of Jehovah. He said he couldn't make out. he told me that the first day that we were to start, I just roll out the names. You know, we have talked about it here. This is not the first time that I'm taking this service. I've taken it even before. But it might not be as elaborate as this then. So, well, I just appreciate God for that. That, in fact, the Lord has brought in his understanding. And there are so many other blessings, you know, along the way. God's word, sometimes we don't know. Just like that song says, I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin. Revealing Christ through the word, creating faith in him. It is God's work. He knows the needs of his people. It might just be one person. It might not be meaningful to one, but it might be meaningful to the other. Because our needs vary. And God, who knows the need of individual, because he has ordained the fivefold to, you know, to partner with him in the business of salvation, that is, in the preaching of the gospel, he knows how to make use of his gift to meet the needs of his people. And as long as the people are hungry and are in need and they have called upon the Lord, we still believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because he knows people's needs. I remember another one, at Bakatari, something happened in a couple's family. And the children, you know, talked, you know, to their dad in a certain way. Something happened, you know, and they saw their father has been, you know, the one that didn't do the right thing. So I didn't know. That morning, we're just preaching, and the Spirit of God just led us along the way, and I was just talking about the thing that happened to their family. And from that, it was clear who was guilty. It was the word of God just gave solution. What was controversial and every other thing, it was so clear, and the children went back to their father and said, Daddy, you are the one that is guilty. So when they came to tell me, I said, no, you are not supposed to say that one to your dad. If you are going to tell him that he's the one that is guilty, it has to be with respect. It has to be with respect. You don't need to tell him, he has had the word. And I believe that, you know, the word corrects error. So if it's a son of God who has regard for God's word, it will line up with what the word of God says. Because God has spoken to him. Without anybody knowing about it, God has extracted his life. What happened in his family before he go, that morning before he came to church. So our God still knows our problems. He knows our needs. All we need to do is just present our needs before him and then leave it there. But we must have absolute confidence. We must have absolute trust, unwavering trust in him. Because, and that means that we must not have an alternative. No alternative solution. It's only him. If you don't do it, no solution. Until we get to that level, we may not see him stretching forth his hand. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Like Daniel. Did they have alternative? They told the king, that king, we are not ready to compromise. Your fire, we don't care.
The only thing that can happen to us is that if God that we are serving, if he wishes, he can deliver from our hand. But if that is not the way he has chosen, then we are ready to die. No alternative. Once there is no alternative and God sees in your heart that there is no alternative, he will step in.
Because he has never failed. That's the way he does. Praise be to God. So, because it has taken some time, after we have looked at this, so I mean, I have to do a little brief, a little brief review so that we can be on the same page. The seven companions of Jehovah. Praise be to God. Or the seven redemptive names. So the prophet title the seven companions, because somebody may search for this, may not find it there. Okay. The sermon is titled the seven companions of Jehovah. And in the course of talking, the prophet said there are seven compound names of his. You will see it as we continue. So bring out the sermon preaching 1955, January 20. The prophet told us that he likes to hear that I carried, he wrote it on an envelope, you know, which means he got the inspiration not in his house. And that's what happens to a preacher. Two people can be talking, and the inspiration will just hit. The preacher may not be part of the discussion. Two people might be talking. It has happened to me several times. Two people might be talking, and at the end of the day, they might just find out that, because the preacher is always, hoping to get inspiration, to get to what he's going to preach. And two people might be talking that you might just see, they might just mention a word that might be a key that will lead you to the title of a sermon. Or it might be that scripture, something they have talked about that may lead you to a scripture. And from the scripture, you are able to get a link to the sermon you are going to preach. Things. So the prophet said, now from here, to make our quotation, and now I have written out on the envelope here that I carry. That's paragraph 18. The seven companions of Jehovah. In other words, it was what Jehovah is made up in these seven redemptive names of his. Praise be to God. Seven redemptive names of his. And we will understand this, that these were the names that Brother Bosworth wanted to, he just asked Dr. Bess, if you can remember, when this was to be produced. Though the pillar of fire has appeared before, but not direct, not like this on the head of the prophet. Not like this on the head of the prophet. And in Germany, it appeared, you know. But the time it appeared like this on the head of the prophet was during a debate. When Dr. Best challenged divine healing and said there's nothing like divine healing, and was calling Brabram a divine healer. So he called for a debate, you know, inviting Brabram to come and debate with him, that he wanted to argue that there's nothing like divine healing. Brabram said, I don't argue. I don't know, Christians don't argue, because it will gender into strives and the rest of it, name calling and other things. Especially when the other party is not a Christian. It will resort into abuse, because if the person is defeated, he will not want to take defeat. And it can be very rowdy. So the prophet said, it's not interesting. So Brother Sot appealed to Brabram that, well, don't worry, let me go and take it up. The prophet said, you have to, I promise me that you will not argue. It won't lead to any problem. Rabroso promised Brother Abraham. This thing is not, so promise Brother Abraham. And the Rabroso took up the challenge and he went. The day that was, affixed for the debate, Rabroso was when. And at the end of the day, the first question that Broboswald asked the Baptist preacher, Dr. Best, PhD in theology. He was a pastor in Baptist, one of the Baptist churches.
that do the names, do the redemptive names of Jehovah apply to Jesus? That was the question he asked the man. The man could not answer it. He was just jabbering and fuming. He asked Barbrosos to give him another question. Barbrosos said, well, this is the simplest of all the questions. If you cannot answer this one, you can't answer all other ones because they are in chains. He got angry, began to say, he beat somebody's hair. A preacher. A PhD holder in theology. He beat somebody's hair. I have the magazine at home. Well, finally, the rowdiness, they were able to bring down the rowdiness and all other things. So it was at the end of the whole thing that the moderator called, requested Brabham was in the audience, and that they should come over and dismiss. It was when Brabham was coming down to the platform that the pillar of fire came down. Meanwhile, the Dr. Bez has requested for a photographer to come and snap every scene. By the time he will be debating, he will put in his hand on the nose of the other person. That's Brabusos now. If it were to be Brabham on Brabham. But Brabham didn't go. Brabusos was pointing his finger, doing all sorts of things, you know, carry on. And he instructed his photographer to be snapping him. He wanted to use it as a memorial that he has debated against divine healing. There's nothing like that. Well, when Brabham came to the platform, the photographer was faithful, was snapping, was capturing, and do every other thing. And finally, Brabham came to the platform and the pillar of fire came. I mean, even before Brabham got there, somebody asked, I don't know whether it's Brabham that asked us, another person that asked and said, from here, he said, how many people, I think it's a proposal that I said, in this audience, to prove to Dr. Bay that he is wrong about divine healing, that there's divine healing, that how many people here that are from Baptist Church have been healed through the ministry of Abraham. About 300 of them stood up. It was a shame to the man. And the other people that were Baptist denounced him. They said that they don't know about him. They don't know where he carried his own doctrine from. And so, coming down, Abraham came down, the pillar of fire came to confirm that this is my servant. And the last shot in the photographer's film, something moved on him. The moment the pillar of fire stood at the head of Abraham, and he just rushed and snapped it. The doctor Bed didn't instruct him, but God instructed him. And to the surprise of the photographer and the people that watched the film and everything, all other, you know, the exposures, everything blank. Only the part, the last one that the man snapped Abraham with. That was the only bad that remained. And when they got to where he went to develop it, they found that it's only this one that remained in that. And they subjected it to question. So the FBI, who are in charge of a questionable document, they subjected it to query, they put chemical here, look at this, whether there was actually light above the head of where Abraham was standing. And they found out there was no light. And the examiners, J.C. Lacey, came with that conclusion that on the head of this man, there is actually a light that struck the lens of the camera. It's not, he said the mechanical eyes of the camera cannot catch psychology. He said it can't catch psychology. He said there was a light above his head. It's not fluorescent, it's not any bulb, it's not nothing. You got critics who will say it's fluorescent light. But it's a moving light. If you watch it, it's blazing. It's a living light. If you watch the edges are not altogether straight and smooth. It's blazing. You can see the edges blazing. It's fire. And that's what house the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in spirit form. And that's the same form he was when he appeared to Paul the apostle, and that's what he was when he appeared to Moses in the wilderness. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be to our God. Wow, our time is gone. So, seven redemptive
names of Jehovah. And the prophet told us that it is with this name that God shows his attitude to the people from Eden back to Eden. You know? Is that God's attitude? Towards, in other words, his disposition. How he shows himself. How he reacts to the people is based on these seven names. The prophet said God's attitude towards the people from Eden back to Eden is wrapped in these seven redemptive names. So he has been relating with people in these names. And what are the names? The prophet said the first one, being Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide the sacrifice. The second one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. The second one is Jehovah Nissi. The prophet called him Manasseh here, our banner, which is Nissi. The third one is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Jireh, provider, Jehovah Rapha, the second, Jehovah Nissi, Manasseh, that the prophet called Manasseh here, the Lord our banner, the Lord our buckler, the Lord our shield, the Lord our fortress, is the third one. The fourth one is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. The fifth one is Jehovah Roy, the Lord our shepherd, and Jehovah Shammah, the Lord our peace, Roy, our shepherd. Then Jehovah Tzidkenu, our righteousness. Roy is shepherd. Jehovah Tzidkenu is our righteousness. So that's why the brother missed everything. He couldn't separate our righteousness from shepherd and many other things. But the prophet was just mentioning the meanings of those names. You know, and Shammah, the Lord is present. Adi Jehovah Shammah. Praise the Lord. All right, we have gone through all those things, and the prophet made us to know that these are the names that Jehovah reacts to us, his attitude towards us. And all our needs, like we have said before, they are all captured by these names. There is no need that you have that encapsulated in this name. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And when you look at the Lord our provider, that means God is the creator. Because when you watch where he provided for Abraham, he created the ram. For him to be the provider, he has to be the creator. In fact, in every one of them, by the time we go through them in details, you will see that there is no one of them that does not display God as the creator. Because for him to be able to do this, he has to be the creator. For him to be Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, he has to be the creator to provide the kinsman redeemer. Are you with me? For him to be the president in time of need, to be the president in time of trouble, he has to be a creator, the creator. Hallelujah. The Lord our banner, our shield, our buckler, a fortress. So remember your sister who was going, because our time is up, I'm just trying to, you know, do this so that we can go into prayers. Because if I pick one now, I will take you through the other one, but I don't want to do that. That's time for us to pray. So I remember your sister who was perhaps maybe coming from the service. She was going alone, going back home. And then there was a man was just walking towards her, you know, with wrong intention, bad motive, and the sister was afraid, was trying to, and then suddenly a dog came out from the bush. Abraham told us the story. A dog came out of the bush and stood in between the sister and this man, and was barking at this man, waving the man off, until the dog waved the man away, and the sister was safe to go. And after the star has gone, and safely gone, the dog entered into the bush again, and that was all about it. Where did the dog come from? Answer that. Nibo ni aja yen ti wa. She says that yen lo lo so manu igbo pe nigbati okunrin yi ba de jade ko wa gba mi sile. The great creator, who is always the present help in time of need, who is always the present help in time of trouble. He made a way of escape for the sister. If not for that, the man would have ravished her
and the useless sister, perhaps killer. But here was a dog. You can imagine a dog. And God made it in such a way that the dog is such a type that will scare the man.
Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's go to God in prayer and talk to Him based on these few things that we have spoken about. Bless you, my brother. We have come to the end of the prayer meeting, and I will thank the Lord for His grace upon us. I believe you believe God has answered your prayers. May it be so to God's glory. May the Lord give us testimony as we continue to trust and believe His words. Let us sing from 47. I know whom I believed. We will take the after the third stanza, I will hand over. Know why God's wondrous grace to me He has made known. Too slow for me. Please, let's make it a little. Yes. I know not God's wondrous grace to me. To me, but I know I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able. To me, it did impart. Oh, how believing in His word brought peace within my heart. But I know. Persuaded that He's able.
Gracious Father, we thank you very much for the privilege to be in your house for this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for making a way for this number of us to be here. Lord, perhaps some are cut off because of the traffic or some other things. We thank you very much for our garden. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the period of exaltation. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we know, O God, that when we come to your house, Lord, we come with our bodies to cast them at your feet. And after your word has encouraged us, Lord, we have laid our bodies at your feet. And you promise, O God, that you are going to carry them for us. Lord, because you have us in mind when you went to the whipping post. We thank you very much for all the requests. We thank you very much for, Lord, the prayers that have been offered unto you. We know you have an hearing here, and we know you have heard. And we know that they are receiving attention before your throne of mercy. Give us faith, Heavenly Father. Remove doubt from our hearts. Lord, help us, O God, to have assurance of your promises in our heart at all times. Lord, our nation is going through a terrible period. Lord, we know, God, that your all-seeing eye is seen everywhere. You that saw that girl, Lord, that a dog came out to protect, you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wherever your children are assembled, whether in their home, whether in their school, whether in the church, whether at work, may your protection be mighty upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if the enemy will plan anything concerning your children, Lord, you remain the same God that was exposing the works of the enemy in the olden days. You are still the same today, O God. May you expose their works, Father. Paralyze their activities, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those that are in captivity, O God, they are human beings like ourselves. They have relatives, they have parents, they have wives, they have husband, Lord, and they are being tormented in a very terrible way. Lord Jesus, we pray that we intervene in their father. Do something about the case, Lord. These ardent criminals that look like animals, may you lead them from our country, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, dear God, that you put your fear in the heart of our leaders. Lord, we know that they know what to do to get rid of them. Somebody somewhere or some people are benefiting from it. Lord Jesus, such wicked hearts, may you destroy those hearts. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, that Lord, in your mercy, may you shield all your children, dear Father. Let him be King of glory. We just pray, dear God, that you will make us ready for your coming. We know that when things are getting worse and worse and worse, it's because your coming is drawing closer. Make us ready, Heavenly Father, that when you come for your jewels, none of us will be found wanting. Thank you, Eternal Father. Oh God, we want to thank you for joining mercy for your servant to Lagos. As he take off, oh God, from Lagos tomorrow to Ghana, may you go with him, Father. Give him a safe flight, Lord. All the period he will stay there, may you be with him, Lord. Give him good and perfect health. Lord, may the condition, the food and everything, Lord, may it match his system, dear Father. We pray that when he'll be coming back, he'll come with abundance of testimonies. The home and the church has left behind, may your protection be upon us, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. The sick and the afflicted, those in their homes, those in the hospital, those that come to church, you are the Lord that healed all our diseases. May you perfect the health of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, soon we'll dismiss to go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely, Lord. Your servant that you have used for this service, may you replenish him for the virtue that has left him. May you lift up the horn of his ministry. Thank you, Eternal Father. The rest of the week is your hand. May your grace be sufficient unto us. Thank you, Father. If we are still here by Sunday and we gather here, we ask for the abundance of your blessings. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. The pastor sent greetings to the church. He's gone to Lagos today, as it was announced previously, and he should be with the Truth and Arrowway Church this evening for the midweek service. And in the morning tomorrow, I believe, he'll be taking off for Ghana. Yes. Now by flight, so 45 minutes, he'll be in Accra. Let's be in prayers for him that the Lord will be with him and see him through and bless his stay. And Pastor David Audrey, that will be turning 70 on Sunday. The day is dedicated for some little ceremony, I believe. Let's pray that the Lord will see them through and make it a wonderful ceremony. God bless you. Our next physical gathering will be on Sunday by the grace of God. We trust that the Lord will be with us and prepare us and bless us in our gathering. God bless you all. Shall rise. Hymn number 31. 31, standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, all through eternal ages there is praise. This ring, glory in the highest that we shout and sing, all standing on the promises of God. I am standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, stand. Oh, I am standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises that cannot fail. Yeah. Yes, when the howling storms of doubt and fear pass in. Yes, by the living word of God, I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Yes, I am standing in His stand. God be with you till we meet again.
The promises of God, my Savior, stand.